We've talked about the pressure that ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft have put on traditional taxi companies and on public transportation in some cities. Now it turns out they're having an effect on parking revenue as well. Joining us now is Mary Smith, who's a senior vice president at Walker Consultants in Indianapolis. Mary, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And how big of an impact are these ride-hailing apps having on parking?
Fairly significant. It's happening in certain areas greater than other areas. For example, hotel parking by business travelers can be down 30 to even 70%, probably an average about 50% reduction. Restaurants and bar, especially valet parking, can be down maybe even 80%. We're seeing sports and event facilities start to have some serious problems with pickup after the event, and the data we have shows maybe 3 to 6% reduction in parking due to people arriving by Uber and Lyft. And then we also have airports, which are showing maybe a 10 to 20% reduction in parking. In some airports, it's long-term parking. In other airports, it's the short-term. But the biggest impact really is on taxis at airports.
And what about meters, parking meters in cities? Are people spending less money there?
We haven't seen any numbers show up yet that proves that. I think it's typically longer stays. If you're going to a restaurant and you want to avoid a problem of drinking and driving, it's longer stay than you would probably park at a meter. So we're not seeing quite as much at meters as we are on the off-street parking.
Did this come as a surprise to all these businesses, to airports, to hotels, to nightclubs and restaurants?
I think it did to some degree because in the past there have been things that we thought in the parking industry would really impact us, and then it didn't really happen. For example, the airports were very worried about the proliferation of the super shuttle type programs, and really in the end it really didn't affect their parking revenue, but this really is.
So the airport one makes total sense to me, just from personal experience. It would cost me $35 a day to park my car at the airport, whereas it'll cost less than that just to get to the airport in an Uber. How important is it to these airports' finances to lose that parking revenue?
Well, it's very important because the second largest source of revenue to an airport after the landing fees is usually the parking. So it's a very significant portion of their operating revenues. We've done some surveys at a couple of airports of people at the curb waiting to be picked up by Uber or Lyft, and they say that convenience is more important than cost.
What about at stadiums and arenas? Do you think that they will start to devote less space to parking because fewer people want to park and they'd rather just take a Lyft or an Uber?
Well, they are having if they're getting 3 to 6% of the cars not coming to park anymore, they are already starting to take out areas and then create larger pickup drop off zones. It's not a problem before the event at special event facilities. It's definitely a problem after the event when everybody wants to leave at once.
What other consequences are you watching for or waiting for when it comes to how this will impact all kinds of businesses?
Well, the biggest thing that's going to happen that could be a really significant accelerant of this of Uber and Lyft is if autonomous vehicles are adopted by what the airports call the transportation network companies. That's their name for Uber and Lyft is a generic name, and we're expecting to see GM start a ride sharing service next year. Waymo has already moved people to the back seat, has moved the driver to the back seat in Phoenix. So we're getting close to being driverless. And then when it's driverless, the cost for the user will come down, and therefore it could be an even more significant impact on parking.
So is it sad to you to look at this, or do you think, wow, great, we don't need to be spending all this money and time and space on parking?
Well, I think we see it as an opportunity, and I don't say that lightly. We see it as an opportunity because what's going to be left is going to be more dense. There'll be changes that happen, for example, when an autonomous car can go park itself, drop you off at the door and then go park itself. There'll be a growth in the need, just as you implied with airports, a need to have more pickup drop-off. And ultimately, we don't see that overall the parking demand will drop much lower than maybe it is today after you factor in population growth. So there's going to be changes and there's going to be challenges, but we really believe that parking will still exist. It'll just change in a lot of the things we consider when we plan and design it.
That's Mary Smith, who's a senior vice president at Walker Consultants. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.